Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune into the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship coach Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart so that we can emanate them out into the world and attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. Once again, I want to welcome everybody in. And this particular statement that I make at the beginning of every podcast, I don't feel that I have been being particularly authentic to this statement, because it is my belief that the creator of the hearts, the creator of the creation, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is the one that we should be connecting with more and more sincerely and authentically so that he can rectify our lives, thereby rectifying our relationships, whether they are professional or personal. So, in light of that, I had to do some reflecting on, you know, what I am, the content that I am producing in regard to the matters of the heart, because this is the brand, the Heart Matters. And there is a verse in the recital that states, in the remembrance of God, do hearts find rest? Do hearts find satisfaction? Certainly in the remembrance of God, hearts find satisfaction. So this should be, and as I mentioned in many posts and things like that, that having a good relationship, whether intimate or otherwise, it begins with the individual working on themselves internally. And, you know, we are in a self-help age. And this self-help, one of the main way for us to help ourselves, and in Arabic, the word for self is nafs. The best way for us to help ourselves, our soul and our heart, is through our connection to the creator of the soul and heart. Because there are many verses and traditions that state that fact. And one that comes to mind is, indeed successful is he who purifies it, meaning the soul. And indeed, he fails who corrupts it. So the best way for us to rectify ourselves and rectify our lives inwardly and outwardly and our relationships personally and professionally is to enhance our connection with the one who placed us here, who placed us on this planet for a limited time. So what I want to do, first of all, I just want to give us a brief understanding of who he is by just giving us some of his names. And let me explain first and foremost that the name is what he is called upon, and sometimes the attribute is what he is called upon, but the attribute is in the name. The attribute is in the name. For example, when you say that God is the possessor of mercy, so the attribute in that name is mercy. That's the attribute. He is known for his mercy. It is an attribute that he displays to his creation. And all we have to do is just look at the creation and in our own selves to see that. Every bounty that we have, every goodness that we have, he has provided it for us. Regardless of the means that was used, because he is the creator of that means. Just like if you place a seed into the ground in order to grow some crops, you have to remove the things that are harmful, and you have to make sure that the seed gets the proper light and the proper water. But when you look at that issue, when you look at that issue in itself, there is a creator who has allowed all of those things to take place, meaning you getting the seed and planting the seed and watering the seed and letting it get sunlight and allowing you to remove. All of that is part of his creation. All of that is part of his creation, and it doesn't take place unless he allows it to. So he is the creator of the cause and the effect. So when you look at that, he is the possessor of mercy and he is the bestower of mercy. He is the almighty. He is the all-wise. He is the all-knowing. He is the all-powerful. He is the most forgiving. And we could go on and on in this vein, but the point that I'm making, he is the ever living. He is the one who sustains and protects all that exists. He is the giver of security. All of these are names in which attributes of who he is are impregnated in them. So this is the one that we should be seeking help from. We should be our number one way to gain self-help, to gain self-rectification, to gain self-care is to enhance, increase, better our relationship with the one who has created us, who is going to cause us to die, and who is going to raise us up again to give an account for what we did in this life. As a matter of fact, at the beginning of my coaching career, it was back in 2020. There was a couple who was having some problems, and the husband was the one who got in touch with me
And so they both of them got on the consultation call, and the wife and one of the things that she was saying is that there are certain secrets that he's keeping. He was a trucker, you know, so he would be out of town for long periods of time, and she was claiming that there were secrets that were damaging the marriage and things like that that needed to be worked on. Right, and the consultation call was good up until the point where she said, this is what she said, and these are her words. She said that, you know, I looked at your stuff and you say that you believe in God and that is part of your coaching process. And she said to me that she didn't want that. She doesn't want, you know, she doesn't believe in any of that. Suffice it to say, me and that couple never worked together. We didn't work together. Suffice it to say, because this is where our rectification lies. It doesn't matter whether it is in our, you know, our personal life, our professional life, our social life. It doesn't matter. He is the one who is the all-powerful. He is the almighty. He is the bestower. Okay, so why wouldn't we go to him? Why wouldn't we go to him for rectification, for self-care, for self-improvement? Why wouldn't we go to him? And I'm not negating any other means of self-improvement. If you want to read and read books and listen to books and watch videos about self-improvement, I'm not saying that any of that is wrong. I'm not saying that, because knowledge, beneficial knowledge, is just that. It's beneficial as long as it's beneficial. I'm not talking about, you know, Instagram and TikTok. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about beneficial knowledge, knowledge that allows the soul, meaning the human being, to ponder and reflect on his condition and want to better it. So I'm not negating that that's beneficial. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that our primary means of rectification should be rectifying and improving and enhancing our relationship with the one who has the power to rectify our condition inwardly and outwardly, the one who has the power to protect us inwardly and outwardly. That should be our primary focus. And then after that, if we want to read self-help book and listen to self-help videos and listen to whatever, that's fine. That's fine. But the heart, he is the creator of the heart, and the heart, in remembrance of him, do hearts find satisfaction? Do hearts find rest? Do hearts find tranquility? Why? Because he's the creator of the hearts. So what I want to do briefly today is I want to give three tips to singles and couples that will not only allow us to move towards rectification of our relationship life, but our life in general. I'm going to give three tips that we could start practicing today that will enhance our existence tremendously, inwardly and outwardly. So these are the three tips that I want to offer today. The first is gratitude. To be grateful for the bounties that God has given us. This is something I was thinking about as well the other day, but I'm not going to talk about it in detail. I'll probably do another podcast about this issue because sometimes as human beings, we get into a thing to where we say we deserve this and we deserve that. That in itself is problematic, but I'm not going to get into that in great detail today. But however, We should practice gratitude and understand and know that every bounty, every blessing that we have in our lives is from Him. And there are three pillars to gratitude. There are three pillars that gratitude is built on. And that is the first, to recognize that all of the good that we have in our bodies, in our lives, in our families, in our relationship is from Him. He has bestowed it upon us out of His mercy. Out of His mercy. So we should be grateful to Him for that. We should be grateful to Him for that. And part of the gratitude is to remember, to remind ourselves, to focus on the bounties. This is one of the reasons why the tradition states that we should look at the people who have less than we do, not the people who have more than we do. Because when you look at the people who have more than you do, you won't appreciate, you won't be grateful for the blessings that God has given you. Look at the people who have less, not the people who have more. Focus more on the people who have less, and then look at your life, look at your existence, look at your health, look at your family. And that is a way to promote gratitude in your own life. And this will make your existence better and your relationships better. So gratitude is the first. The second is asking Him, the provider of safety and security, for well-being for yourself and for your spouse and for your family and for your children and for your wealth. And like this, personally, professionally, emotionally, spiritually, ask Him for well-being. Ask Him to make everything in your life well, which includes your relationships. Ask Him. Ask. If you ask, ask God. If you seek help from God. Ask Him to bless you with well-being in every facet of your life. That's the second tip. The third tip is to be repentant when you make mistakes, because we are all going to make mistakes. We are going to say and do things that are inappropriate. Repent to Him. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to have mercy on you. Ask Him to bless you to turn back to what is correct. That's what repentance is. Repentance, when we do things that are wrong, when we do things that are inappropriate, that means we are turning away from the one who created us. Repentance means to turn back to Him. Turn back to Him in obedience. Turn back to Him in gratitude. Turn back to Him in doing what is proper. These three things, will have a profound effect on our lives if we practice them, and we start practicing them sincerely today. They will have a profound effect on our lives professionally and personally and in every other lead that we can think of. So let me repeat them, just in case anyone would like to write them down or whatever, or put them in their phone. The first one is gratitude. Be grateful. Know that every blessing, every bounty, every good thing that exists in our lives is from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He has given it to us out of His mercy. We should be grateful to him for that. And remember those bounties and strive not to use them in disobedience to him, which is another talk in itself. I'm not going to go into that. But what I'm saying is be grateful. That's the first one. The second one is to ask him for well-being. Ask him for goodness for yourself, for your family, for your spouse, for your whoever is in your life. Ask him to grant you and them wellness, well-being, good, and like this. And the third and final is when we make mistakes, because we will, because we're human beings, ask him to forgive us. Ask him to have mercy on us. And he is the most merciful of those who show mercy. Ask him to forgive us and to rectify our behavior and our conduct. These are the three things that I wanted to mention today. Again, know that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart so that we can emanate them out into the world and attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. As always, I encourage you to follow me on Instagram at Lewis_Morris_coaching for daily relationship tips and advice. Also, if you are so inclined, go over to the website and download the freebies that we have over there. The website is LewisMorrisCoaching.com. That's LewisMorrisCoaching.com. We also have the couples communication call, the Get Your Groove Back power call, and the relationship rescue power call. If you want any of those, then you can go to the website and schedule a 20-minute consultation call via the OWL app, or you can just go to my Linktree and schedule a call, which is linktr.ee/LewisMorris. That's linktr.ee/LewisMorris. I thank you guys for all of your support. Please like, follow, and subscribe to the Heart Matters podcast so that we can bring more beneficial content to more people. I appreciate you guys for all of your support, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand Linktree, which is linktr.ee/LewisMorris. That's linktr.ee/LewisMorris. And we will see you again soon.